Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading is titled Instruments of Peace, and it was written by Bill Crowder. When World War I erupted in 1914, British statesman Sir Edward Grey declared, "The lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see them lit again in our lifetime." Grey was right. When the war to end all wars finally ended, some 20 million had been killed, 10 million of them civilians, and another 21 million injured. While not on the same scale or magnitude, devastation can also occur in our personal lives. Our home, workplace, church, or neighborhood can also be shrouded by the dark specter of conflict. This is one of the reasons God calls us to be difference makers in the world. But to do so, we must rely on His wisdom. The Apostle James wrote, "The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." The role of peacemaker is significant because of its harvest. The word righteousness means right standing or right relationship. Peacemakers can help restore relationships. No wonder Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." His children, relying on His wisdom, become instruments of His peace where it's needed most. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." Let's pray. Father, our world is always facing great trials, whether by disease, war, famine, or on a smaller scale with broken marriages, a job loss, and many other things. All of these bring so much devastation to our lives. But in the midst of the pain and struggle, your light still shines. Please calm our troubled hearts and heal our brokenness. Help us then to be healers in our homes and communities and spread your love to those around us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.